Blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Hello, friends. It's Lee Nosahe with Vision Serve Alliance. I hope all is well with you and your loved ones, and I'm here to tell you that we have open registration for the Virtual Executive Leadership Conference November 1st through the 5th. Entitled Still Stronger Together, we will be conducting virtually on a single platform for participation. Registrants can network, learn, collaborate, and connect together without leaving the conference site. We have a host of exciting speakers talking on pertinent and timely subjects that will help you lead your organizations into the new reality. Come to strengthen the shared mission of expanding opportunities for people with blindness and impaired sight while earning CEU credits. Check out the speaker lineup and register at vsaelc.com.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome to your show. That's right. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael, and we've got a great show for you tonight. Yes, we do. Welcome aboard. We've got to hurry along the show. What was that? Glad to say we're live from Orlando, Florida. To my left, my beautiful wife, co-host, Lynn Golder. Are you there, Lynn?
I certainly am. back at the table to Zoom the Blind and Beyond radio show with a couple of cats on the table and dogs on the floor behind us. Welcome, everybody, to the October 25th edition of the Blind and Beyond radio show.
And our guest host tonight, all the way from Ocala, Florida, is the one and the only Reverend Charles Brooks. Charles, you there?
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, Charles.
Good evening, Charles. And I also want to say hello to Dawn Brooks. Dawn, are you there in the background?
Yes, I am.
Hey, that's
Hi, Dawn.
Welcome.
I forgot.
And now I want to produce, that's right, the producer, that's right, the one, the only, Chris, that's right, I want to produce him, Chris Shaw. Are you there, Chris Shaw? Are you in the studio?
Well, that's a long making in the producing field right there, Mike. How you doing?
Okay.
We're good, Chris.
We're good. We're good.
The rabbit in the hat.
Yep.
That part.
I want to say today's show, just for those folks that are tuning in for the first time, let me just tell you this. We've got some great sponsors. I want to tell you some sponsors. We have AARP. That's right. 38 million people are members of AARP. We have Spectrum Communications. That's right. Our studio is powered by Spectrum. And we have Vision Serve Alliance. That's right. Vision Serve Alliance.
And along with them, we also have Mitzi Kid, Xavier Society for the Blind, and Leader Dogs for the Blind.
And we also have Lighthouse Central Florida, Foundation Fighting Blindness, Sunday Scaries, and CVS Spoken RX. There you go, Michael.
And we also have the Blind and Beyond radio show.
That's right.
There you
go. That's right. And I want to say, for those folks that are turning in for the first time, they say, what is this all about? Well, we're the bridge. We say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. That's what you're listening to. This is a radio show. This is not a podcast. So if you're in your car, just tune us up a little louder, because we had a great show for you tonight. That's right. We're a radio show. That's right.
What you hear is what you get.
What you hear is what you get. That's right. And let me just tell you, folks, I hope you're going to vote soon. Voting is very important. And I have to say, this week I voted. That's right, I voted. I can't tell you what. This is not a political show, so I'm not going to tell you who I voted for.
Well, as long as you voted for me, that's fine, Mike. It don't matter who else you voted for.
Well, I'm just going to say I voted.
I voted, too.
And my only clue that I will tell everybody, and that's for you to figure out, is I'm not going to tell you who I voted for, but I'm just going to tell you I voted because I love my great-grandchildren. I love my wife, and I love my children. And I care about the United States of America. I voted for the man that I say has got heart, that's got soul, and he's got character. And I respect this man very highly. So that's what I'm all going to say about him. Did you vote at all, Charles?
Yes, we have voted. Our ballots are in.
All right.
And I encourage each and every one that's listening to the show tonight to get out and vote. One man died to save our souls, but there are many, many, many veterans who have given their lives so that you may have the right and the freedom to vote. Don't let their deaths, their service be in vain. Get out and vote.
Charles, am I correct in saying that I believe that Uber and Lyft will take you to vote if you need help getting to the polls?
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Yes, I have heard that also.
But I'm wondering, I guess they don't stay there. Then they drop you off, and then you have to call them to come back, I guess. If somebody knows, let us know later. How about you, Christopher? Did you vote?
Did you vote, Christopher?
Not yet. The wife and I are going to vote this week.
Good. You're going to go stand online for the experience?
Yes. We're going to get that sunbeam experience.
Michael wanted to go to the polls, but I wanted to just drop off the ballots. I just thought it would be easier.
And we did the mail-in ballot, and I checked online, and they're there. They've been counted.
How did you do that?
Good.
Dropped it in the mailbox?
No, I don't mean that. I mean, how did you find out the status I noticed some of my friends on Facebook have done that. How did you do that?
You go on the website to your particular county. In my case, it's the Marion County Supervisor of Elections.
Mm-hmm.
You go on there, and they've got a tab that you click on that will take you to the right spot, and it walks you through how to do it.
Oh, wow. I'm going to do that, too, for Lake County. Absolutely. After the show, I'm going to check and see.
It's really easy, and it's quick.
Wow.
Doesn't take long.
We dropped it off in the box right across the driveway from the door there, so... They better be counted.
I believe you can still check.
Yeah, I'm going to. Now I know what to do.
Wow. All righty then. So everybody's got to get out there and vote.
That's right, vote. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for. That's up to you, but at least vote. Because don't come back later and say, oh, I should have voted. Or this is not right and that's not right. If you don't vote, then you shouldn't even open your mouth about nothing. If you don't vote, you can't argue about nothing because that's the only way you can say something, that you voted.
That's right. That's right. Every vote counts. Even if you don't vote, it counts.
What? I didn't get that one. You said if you don't vote, it counts.
Yes.
It's a negative
vote. It's a negative vote.
Right.
If you have 100 people that are eligible to vote, but only one vote and the rest of them don't, their vote doesn't count for the person that voted, but it doesn't count for the other person either. It's a non-vote, but it still counts. You follow that?
Yeah. Well, I have to vote for the character of the person. That, to me, is very important. I think that's so important, the character of the person. I have to respect the person that I'm voting for.
Well, I think that the person that is holding the office or should hold the office should have professionalism and ethics and be a moral person. With being professional and ethical and having morals, you get some other things that go along with that. You know, like sympathetic, caring for other people.
Yeah, I hear you.
Are you getting out there, Charles? And
oh, by the way, folks, anybody that wants to call in the radio show, the phone number is 407-894-1680. We'd love to hear from you. 407-894-1680. You want to call in? Tell us hello. How are you? Give us a call. Let me know if you voted. 407-894-1680. Love to hear from you. 407-894-1680.
You don't have to tell us who you voted for. Just
oh, no, we don't have to know.
If you voted or not. Say yes, I did, or no, I didn't.
Yep, that's right.
I'd like to know if they think character is important.
Well, it's very important. A good character now. Good character.
Good character. Good character, right. You want a break? We'll be right back. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We shall be right back. Don't go away.
A new offering from CVS Pharmacy is making it easier for patients with visual impairments to manage their prescriptions. SpokenRx is a new feature in the CVS Pharmacy app that allows patients to use their smartphone to scan a sticker on the bottom of their prescription bottle and hear important medication information read out loud in English or Spanish. Currently, the patient's name, medication strength, and dosage instructions are communicated, with more information coming in future enhancements. 1,500 CVS Pharmacy locations will be equipped to use these stickers by the end of the year, and they'll be available in all CVS Pharmacy locations nationwide by the end of 2021. To learn more about Spoken Rx or check availability near you, visit cvs.com/SpokenRx.
Sunday Scaries is proud to partner with the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. As one of the nation's most trusted CBD brands, Sunday Scaries has always been solely focused on tackling the growing problem of daily anxiety. Sunday Scaries' proprietary vitamin-enriched CBD products were made just to help you relax and chill out. They're legal in all 50 states, and there's no THC, so you won't get high. Did you know that almost 70% of CBD in the U.S. is imported from China? That's terrifying. All of Sunday Scaries' CBD is sourced from USDA-certified farms outside of Denver, so you can trust the quality. Try Sunday Scaries today with a 100% money-back guarantee at sundayscaries.com and save 20% off your first purchase with code BB20.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Hi, this is Sherry Brunn, and I am very proud to speak on behalf of Leader Dogs for the Blind. I've had 3 leader dogs, and they have changed my life. If you always wanted to achieve independence and travel safely with confidence, then you really must consider Leader Dogs for the Blind. Leader Dogs for the Blind free week-long orientation and mobility training includes one-on-one instruction that's tailored to your individual needs and goals. Leader Dog accepts clients from all states and with all ability levels, regardless of age, vocational goals, and whether you plan to train with a guide dog in the future. Everything is free, including accommodations and travel to and from Leader Dog's campus in Michigan. Don't regret missing out on this free, life-changing opportunity. Apply today at leaderdog.org/programs.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I certainly hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. And don't forget, AARP. That's right. 38 million people are members of AARP. Why don't you be one yourself? 38 million members they have. Right now, I want to introduce you to our first guest, and he's been a guest of our show many, many times.
Been a supporter of our show for many years.
That's right. Happens to be the CEO and president of Lighthouse Central Florida and Lighthouse Works. Well, Kyle Johnson, welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back.
Hey. Oh, so great to be back with you all. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. I feel like we should be playing that music. Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back. We should play that.
Yeah. So, Kyle.
Yeah.
How are you, Kyle?
What's shaking? Doing great. Just working through the the environment we're in and trying to help people. And but, you know, all told, all things considered, as I like to say, doing well.
Right. It must be very difficult this time during this time. And, you know, I was reading about Lighthouse Works. And for those who don't know about Lighthouse Central Florida and Lighthouse Works, why don't you tell them? I read that your mission is empowerment through employment. Why don't you explain to everybody what is that, empowerment through employment? What does that mean to you?
Sure. Well, before I go there, really, we should talk about why we have that mission and why we have Lighthouse Works.
Absolutely.
Lighthouse Central Florida. You know, Lighthouse Central Florida since 1976 has been the go-to for people who are born visually impaired or blind or become so at any stage or age. And, you know, that's something that, you know, where we applied process technology and training to help people live beyond the restrictions of vision loss and blindness and to help people get confidence back, to help people be competent and safe travelers of their communities and to be a part of the community. Something that many clients that we work with, when they lost their sight, they thought was gone forever many times. And so, and I know many of the Blind and Beyond fans, this community that you all have built over the airwaves and online, many folks from this area know Lighthouse Central Florida, but, you know, it's a thrill to be a part of. It's been hard to, you know, we've been maintaining and serving our clients despite the quarantine and the social distancing. There are occasions when someone requests in-person training, and we take all the precautions and follow protocols, and we have gone out there on a case-by-case basis, but really proud of our team. You know, since March, they've we have a few contracts with the Division of Blind Services that a few of those end June 30th, and I'm so proud to say that this team was creative and innovative and stepped up, and they met all the contract deliverables for our clients and for really our customer, Division of Blind Services in the state of Florida. And it's just kudos to them. I mean, they've really, really stayed dedicated to our clients. But there are a few factors that we face, not only here in Central Florida, but some of the aspects. But, you know, over half of our revenue comes by way of, you know, contracts that we have with the state of Florida. And those are great, and we're glad to be in position to help Floridians and Central Floridians in particular. However, you know, a nonprofit is no different than any business. The only difference is what you do with any profits that you make. And, you know, in a typical business, you give those to shareholders or owners. At Lighthouse, we invest it back into being able to help human beings. And so anytime, you know, 60 or so percent of your income comes from one customer, that's hairy. Also, eye disorders are projected to double between today and 2050 because of the size of the boomer population. And the top three causes of eye disorders are age-related. So you have that, and then 7 out of 10 Americans who are blind or visually impaired are unemployed, despite being very, very capable people, certainly with the training such as we provide. So we created Lighthouse Works, and that's a subsidiary company of Lighthouse Central Florida. It's also a nonprofit, but it's a social enterprise company. What that means is we do real business with real customers, offer real jobs, and real compensation. So we create those jobs, and then any quote-unquote redeployable profits we make, there's two places only those can go. One, investing some of that back into the company so we can get stronger, bigger, and create more jobs, or send cash to Lighthouse Central Florida. And through the pandemic, we actually added roughly 70 people to our team at Lighthouse Works, by the time we exceeded 100 employees, which to us is historic, having 100 employees isn't indicative of success, but it's certainly a milestone that we were excited about. And by the time we celebrated that with our team, we had 113 employees or 115. So we've been growing rapidly through COVID, answering calls for unemployment for the state of Florida, and in our supply chain, and we have other clients too. But that's where the growth has been. And then on the supply chain side, you know, delivering PPE to Orlando Health and various state agencies. So it's been interesting. It's been challenging to grow this fast during the pandemic. But there are a lot of people that have been hired that might not have been. People that have been laid off that now have a job. And I just think it's a cool story. And Michael and Lynn, I'm sure you guys agree. And Charles, you know, to think of essential workers coming and answering the call for Floridians seeking help with claiming their unemployment benefits. And those people are people who are blind, who are waking up o-dark 30, taking public transportation to work, and then going home and getting home late and spending their days serving Floridians who are in need. And I just think it's so commendable and so cool, and I'm honored to be on their team.
It really is.
I feel like I made you drink from a fire hose there. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's fun.
So, Kyle, tell us about how it works if someone would like to get a job. And from what I understand, you don't have to be blind to get a job there at Lighthouse Works.
You don't. The mission certainly is to create jobs for people who are blind, but we have an integrated work environment. So we have typically abled people working alongside people who are visually impaired or blind. Lighthouse Works, the website is lighthouseworks.org. That's lighthouseworks.org. We have job openings posted on there and published on there. But what I will tell your listeners who are blind, even if you don't see a job there, there's a contact us function on that website. The website's fully accessible. That's one of our businesses. We make sure they're accessible, so this one better be. But you can contact us and say, hey, I'm blind, here's my skills, and can you keep me in mind for a job? Because even if we don't have any published opportunities, we're going to want to talk to you most of the time these days. So we'd love to connect, meet you, and exchange information, and we can give anyone who calls, we can give you an idea of what's coming up on our hiring. We just went through another phase of hiring.
We're answering applicant calls under the assistance of clinical organization, nonprofit, helping people with like 20 people with like medicine.
They help them get that medicine through their nonprofit. So we're going to be answering calls for them.
Kyle, interrupt. Can you backtrack about three sentences, because you got all garbled and it duplicated your talking. God. Just about something medical, you said. Something that they're a call center for something medical.
So the Assistance Fund is an organization, a nonprofit, that if you have a medical condition that has really, really high medical expenses for prescriptions, Assistance Fund helps you get those medicines. So we're answering those calls too. And like any business, occasionally people leave. We don't see a lot of turnover among our employees who are blind. It's certainly a little more with people who are sighted. As people leave, we look to candidates who are blind or visually impaired before others every time. So it's always a good time to connect with Lighthouse.
Okay. I was looking at your current openings. Are these still, it says customer care professional and also
at Lighthouse Works, and then an access technology instructor at Lighthouse Central Florida. Are those current?
Those are still open. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let's repeat it then for anybody who's looking for work out there. The customer care for
LighthouseWorks.org.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, no, you go ahead. You're the expert.
I'm just hearing an
echo.
For LighthouseCFL.org. LighthouseCFL.org. And you can get to either website by going to either website. So
okay. It's also on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show website.
Yes, you can also click on the Lighthouse button on our website and go right to the information. Okay.
Well, thank you for coming on with the show today. And if anybody wants to know more about Lighthouse Works or Lighthouse Central Florida, look them up at our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Look them up, and you can see their phone number and call them up. Looking up our website, call them up and talk to them.
And don't be afraid of the COVID situation, because they're practicing all the safety precautions there. Correct, Kyle?
All the protocols. We've done well to keep people healthy and safe, and that's our, you know, our people are our most important aspect of our business. So we work very hard to keep everyone safe.
And don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show when you call up, folks.
So not to change the subject, Kyle, but did you vote yet?
I haven't yet, but I have my ballots, and my wife and I, I'm going to drop them off right by Lighthouse Works. Mm-hmm. It's the Orange County Supervisor of Elections.
There you go.
By there.
Yeah, because otherwise I think the lines are very long in Orange County at the polls, so that's a good thing to do. That's what we did. We dropped them off in Lake
County.
Certainly,
and listen, if anybody out there is in Central Florida or anywhere, actually, and they're blind or visually impaired, really in Central Florida is the best bet. But if you're concerned about voting, you're not sure how accessible it's going to be, you just want to talk to people who know, call Lighthouse Central Florida. We'd be happy to talk to you and help you get ready to vote. Your vote is so important, and we need you out there. So don't let accessibility be a barrier to voting.
Well, thank you for bringing that up.
Thank you very much for bringing it up, Kyle.
And thank you for joining us again.
Thank you so much.
We're looking forward to the next time you come on and be with us.
Have a good one,
thank
Kyle.
Thank you. So great hearing your voices.
Yeah, I know. Flash from the past,
yep.
Right?
Thanks for coming on the Blind Beyond Radio Show.
I said hi.
Oh, yeah, we will. I'm sure,
he's listening.
He's listening. Thank you, Kyle, and you stay safe, you and your family.
Stay
okay?
safe.
Be well. Good night.
Good night.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye. All righty.
We going to go to break?
Well, we got a few minutes. I got one caller that I can try to get in real quick.
Oh, he's still there?
Okay, yeah. Let's ask the caller.
Yeah, we have 1 minute.
So we're going to go talk to our good friend, Robert from Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. Rob, how you doing?
Good evening.
Hi, Robert.
Robert from Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. How you doing, Robert?
Doing well. I thought I'd call in early so listeners might be able to help me find something. I don't know where I heard it. I didn't give it much thought and kept it in my memory.
What is it, Robert?
I'm trying to find a washing machine. I know I heard it talked about. It was a washing machine with a port on the back of it and a touch screen on the top,
and the
blind person could buy a module to plug into the back so that when he touched the touch screen, it would talk.
All right. Well,
I called LG.
He wants a talking wash machine.
Well, the washing machine by itself doesn't talk. It's the extra thing you plug into the washing machine that makes it talk.
Yeah, I think I read about that someplace.
So if anybody can help them, call in
407-894-1680.
Okay.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you for calling in.
Thanks for calling in. If anybody knows anything about what he's talking about, please call in and let them know. 407-894-1680. We're going to go to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Sherry Brunn, and I am very proud to speak on behalf of Leader Dogs for the Blind. I've had 3 leader dogs, and they have changed my life. If you always wanted to achieve independence and travel safely with confidence, then you really must consider Leader Dogs for the Blind. Leader Dogs for the Blind free week-long orientation and mobility training includes one-on-one instruction that's tailored to your individual needs and goals. Leader Dog accepts clients from all states and with all ability levels, regardless of age, vocational goals, and whether you plan to train with a guide dog in the future. Everything is free, including accommodations and travel to and from Leader Dog's campus in Michigan. Don't regret missing out on this free, life-changing opportunity. Apply today at leaderdog.org/programs.
Sunday Scaries is proud to partner with the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. As one of the nation's most trusted CBD brands, Sunday Scaries has always been solely focused on tackling the growing problem of daily anxiety. Sunday Scaries' proprietary vitamin-enriched CBD products were made just to help you relax and chill out. They're legal in all 50 states, and there's no THC, so you won't get high. Did you know that almost 70% of CBD in the U.S. is imported from China? That's terrifying. All of Sunday Scaries' CBD is sourced from USDA-certified farms outside of Denver, so you can trust the quality. Try Sunday Scaries today with a 100% money-back guarantee at sundayscaries.com and save 20% off your first purchase with code BB20.
A new offering from CVS Pharmacy is making it easier for patients with visual impairments to manage their prescriptions. Spoken RX is a new feature in the CVS Pharmacy app that allows patients to use their smartphone to scan a sticker on the bottom of their prescription bottle and hear important medication information read out loud in English or Spanish. Currently, the patient's name, medication strength, and dosage instructions are communicated, with more information coming in future enhancements. 1,500 CVS Pharmacy locations will be equipped to use these stickers by the end of the year, and they'll be available in all CVS Pharmacy locations nationwide by the end of 2021. To learn more about Spoken RX or check availability near you, visit cvs.com/SpokenRx. Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's XAVIER SocietyForTheBlind.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I certainly hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. Welcome back to the Spectrum Powered Studios. That's right. All our, what do you want to call it? Right.
I'm listening to the sound effects here with the dogs. Well, let me introduce our next guest.
Yes, do that, because I'm drawing a blank in my brain.
Okay. What, Michael?
The computer. I couldn't think of the word. All our computers. That's what happens to get older. You draw a blank.
Speak for yourself.
All our computers are powered by Spectrum Communications.
Okay. All righty. Well, our next guest is waiting in the Zoom room, and we'd like to welcome for the first time from Leader Dogs for the Blind, David Lachlan. And David is the director of programs at Leader Dogs for the Blind up there in Rochester Hills, Michigan. Welcome, David.
Hi. Thank you. Thank you, Lynn. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Great to be on the show.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for joining us. These dogs are making us crazy here. Cats on the table, dogs on the floor.
Don't sound like me, Lynn. Please. One of us got to be sane.
So, David, from what I understand, you wanted to share with our audience tonight about what Leader Dogs for the Blind is doing during COVID-19 period in our lives to safeguard everybody and the dogs.
Exactly. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
So we commenced services again in July as we started to come out of the lockdown. And so gave us plenty of time to kind of plan and prepare how we were going to deliver services for our guide dog service, as well as our orientation and mobility. And so we also have a kids summer camp as well that we did virtually this year, as most places are kind of doing a lot of virtual programs, of course. However, for the guide dog program and orientation mobility, in terms of training, it's not really something that you can deliver virtually. So we made some adaptations to how we're delivering our services across guide dog and orientation and mobility services. So we, of course, are following all recommendations and guidelines where possible to ensure the safety of our clients and our team. And so those are, so of course, everybody wears masks. So within our residence, because we did open our residence up to some training, but we've reduced the capacity by at least 50%. So our residence has 30 bedrooms, the maximum we were going to have at any one time, which we really haven't got up to, would be 15 people. That way we can spread everybody out throughout the residence. So in the residence, everybody wears masks, so the client, team members, we social distance as much as possible where we can. So, for example, our dining room, we extended all of that out into the large banquet room. So where we traditionally used to have possibly up to 8 people at a table having lunch or dinner or breakfast, it's now 2, maybe 3 people, just so that we're spreading everybody out. So, of course, the daily sanitization. And again, we adapted the residence so that, again, everybody's really spaced out and all wearing masks. Of course, there's times when we have to be within 6 feet of each other, but we limit that time where possible. Certainly in the early phases of training with the dog or even in orientation and mobility. But we're using kind of head mics with amplifiers so that we can instruct from a distance as well when we get to that stage of training. So traditionally, when it came to our guide dog program, we were at a 4-to-1 ratio, so 4 clients to 1 guide dog mobility instructor, and we reduced that down to a 2-to-1 ratio for now. Again, just really minimizing the contact there should anybody become sick. And so we're in our 4th class right now. Everybody's been healthy. So things are going well. It seems to be that the way we've developed the program is working well for us. We've kind of taken over the leader dog fleet. So where we had all a certain number of vehicles, we now have the entire fleet so that we, again, can space everybody out. And our clients and instructors, well, team members, all of the team members take a daily survey, just to ensure that nobody's suffering from any symptoms, for example, again, so that we can keep everybody as safe as possible. We started with kind of drive-ins only, so clients that were able to have somebody drive them in, but we have extended to some other states where the numbers have been reduced, and that's something that I review. I review all the state statistics, certainly on a weekly basis, if not more. Wow. To decide which states we will serve clients from or not. And sadly, but for everybody's safety. We're not afraid to go back if we need to close the state down should there be any kind of spikes in numbers for any state.
Wow. David, that's really interesting what you just said, that you're monitoring it weekly, maybe even daily. So do I understand that you're not doing, because the last time, Leslie was on, and at the time you were flying people in, but now it's strictly just cars going?
No, we're flying a few people in. Mm-hmm. Again, just from states where the numbers are lower. Mm-hmm. So we are doing that. But it's typically, actually, most people, and it's totally okay, you know, most people have kind of opted to drive in if they can, which is fine. So we're just working with our clients on a one-to-one individual basis. You know, and the nice, of course, the nice thing, regardless of, you know, if you're approved for services, where we used to kind of have your application's good for 2 years, we're certainly not really concerned about those timeframes now. We want people to feel comfortable and confident about coming for services. You know, and we have been working with people in their own homes as well.
That's great.
Yeah, the nice thing is we really don't need to step inside the house. You know, we can do a lot of things by phone. Of course, so many, just like resuming on this call, there's so many other options to communicate that we can limit how much kind of time in person that we spend with people.
So if anybody calls and they're interested in training with a guide dog, so the wait period isn't very long anymore, is what you're saying?
No. So, I mean, it's obviously for those states we're not able to serve. That's frustrating for people, understandably, that we're not able to serve them. But, you know, the wait time for those that we are is probably pretty similar to what it has been, between 2 to 6 months, depending on their individual circumstances, possibly their breed preferences. You know, if they're waiting for a very specific breed, they may need to wait a little bit longer. So somewhere between 2 to 6 months is probably about average right now.
And tell everybody the type of dog, the breed of dogs that you have there.
Of course. So for the most part, we use Labradors. We have Golden Retrievers. Labradors crossed with Golden Retrievers. We have a few, but not many, German Shepherds. I haven't seen any in a while. They kind of come through in stages. You know, we kind of have none, and then we'll have eight, just because of the way the litters work. So they're typically the breeds that we use.
Okay, if anybody has a quick question for David, call in now.
Now's the time to call in, 407-894-1680. If you have a question for David, 407-894-1680. Now's the time to call.
Well, I have one call on the phone line that's calling in, our very own Miss Sherry from Orlando.
Okay, hi, Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
How are you?
David?
Yes, okay. Hi, David.
Hi, Sherry.
I'm a former student. I've had 3 leader dogs, and with the
Wonderful.
Loss of my last dog, I sort of put it off, and then I went through and signed up, but I was having trouble getting the video done that you guys request. So I'd like to be reconsidered, but is Florida one of the states that is on the list that you guys are not taking people from because of our coronavirus rate?
Yeah, unfortunately, that's correct, Sherry. Right now, Florida isn't a state that we're serving. But what I will tell you is, you know, as numbers.
Just because of the
numbers. But, you know, as I said, I'm keeping really probably every couple of days, I'm looking at the statistics, kind of the 7-day average and various other pieces of information. If and when we get to the point where we're able to deliver services, we will. And what I will also say is, as much as I'm looking at the state as a whole, I am also looking down to
don't be like me now.
Yeah, I know. I just can't. But kind of on a more local level. So you take
well,
a state
city.
Like,
it could be the city.
Sure.
City of Orlando. Yeah. Or town.
So, of course, you know, where there's hot spots, certainly where there's a denser population, you know, that's where there's potentially more danger, where the numbers are higher. But if somebody's really out in the sticks and the numbers are very low where they live, and we're able to deliver services locally, like an in-home, then we will do that. We will consider that as well. So,
Orlando's not too bad.
Yeah,
One more quick question, David. Are you guys still teaching and working with GPS equipment in your training?
Yes, we are. Yeah, we still have that as a part of our services as well.
Well, thank you, Sherry, for calling.
Okay, I wondered what he uses for GPS. That's all.
Why
don't you give them a call?
Give us a call tomorrow, Sherry.
Okay.
I will. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thanks for calling,
Sherry. Okay. Well, thank you for joining us, David. We really, really appreciate it. And learning more about how you're taking care of everybody during this COVID-19 epidemic.
All righty.
And you stay well up there in Michigan, okay?
You guys too in Florida.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Nice meeting
you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Thank
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So, Charles.
And now it's trivia time. Trivia time. Trivia time. Charles, this is your trivia. Trivia time. 407-894-1680. That's the phone to call in if you know the song and you know who's singing. Charles, you're up.
Oh, you want me to sing?
Oh, you don't have to sing. Get your song going.
All right. This song is very popular.
Bobby thumbed a diesel dame. And you want to know what, Charles? Who's singing?
Who's singing?
Who is singing this song?
All right.
407-894-1680. Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680.
And in my dirty red bandana, I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. No, no. Yeah, feeling good was easy, love, when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me.
It ought to be
good
pretty
enough
easy
for me and my Bobby, yeah.
Okay, Chris. Okay, so you recognize that voice? If you do, call in now, 407-894-680. Who's singing that song?
I actually didn't know that she sang that type of music.
See, there you go.
I did not, see? I went, what? This is her? Oh, my God.
407-894-680. It's not
the
Ricky
gentleman
Nelson.
That called in about the talking laundry module.
Yeah.
There is such a thing. If I don't know if he's computer literate or not, but if
Robert,
he goes on the computer.
Robert, he is computer literate.
Yeah, he's computer literate.
If he puts in talking module, it should bring him to talking laundry module. It's only for GE, General Electric washers and dryers. The module itself is $99.
Robert, I hope you're listening.
Oh, Robert, if you're listening, if you didn't hear what he said, call back and ask for. Oh my God, my mind is shot tonight.
You don't know who's on with us.
I'm losing my mind.
Don't have some diet coke.
Charles. It's Charles. Ask for Charles. He'll tell you. If you know, Charles, I forgot your name, Charles.
Charles,
I'm losing it tonight. I am really losing it bad.
Oh my God!
Oh my God! I better get that medicine to help you keep your brain.
More.
Yeah, really, he needs some more fresh air.
Yeah, 407-894-680.
And I just got a text also from somebody that's listening. It says same thing you did. Where did I lost it now? Maybe it was an email. Oh, it is an email. The link for the talking washing machine. Thank you, Debbie, for the email. We appreciate
Debbie
it.
Debbie just sent. Thank
Debbie
you, Debbie.
West Coast of Florida,
so now, Robert, Valley Forge, we're getting a few people telling us about the GE. If you didn't hear what we said, call back. We'll tell you.
Yeah, actually, and Debbie said there's a link on YouTube for the GE talking washing machine module for the blind.
says that it's available in limited production.
Yes. 4 to 6 week delivery time.
Oh, wow. But
4 to 6 week delivery time. GE.
All righty. Are you guys ready now for the answer to the trivia?
Yeah, did anybody call in?
I got the hotline blinging. It's blinging over here, and I got the phone lines full to to the max.
All righty.
So who's calling in?
So anybody? We got our very own Sherry from Orlando, who knows the answer to the trivia. We have Dave from Fern Park, who knows the answer to the trivia. And I believe Debbie from St. Peter's calling in for both the trivia as well as the information she wanted to give you about the talking washing machine.
Okay, so who was first?
Sherry was first.
Okay, let's be fair. So who's first?
Sherry.
Sherry.
The one and only Sherry from Orlando.
It's me again.
Sherry from Orlando. Sherry Brunt.
I want to say hi to Charles. I didn't say hi last time, and it's so good to hear your voice, Charles. It's great. We miss you. I miss you. You and
Dawn. Thank you, Sherry. It's nice to hear your voice.
I'm glad you know his name.
Michael doesn't know my name.
I know, it's kind of sad, but we're here for you, Michael, no matter what. Anyway,
oh, thank you. I need it.
Yeah,
so
you got it.
Who's singing the song?
It's me and Bobby McGee, and it's Janis Joplin.
She's 100% right. She just bought herself a gift card from Subway.
She was one of the 27 club members. She died at age 27. Of an overdose, as did like Jimi Hendrix and a bunch of other people.
She was only 27.
She was only 27.
Oh my! I didn't realize she was that young.
Yes.
Yep.
Well, thanks for calling in.
All right, Sherry.
You're welcome.
Thank
Great
you.
Show, you guys.
We have your address.
Bye-bye.
Okie dokie.
Bye. Bye-bye.
All right, let's talk with our friend Dave from Fern Park, Florida. Dave, how you doing?
Hello there, gentlemen, ladies.
Oh, not that Dave. Hi, not Dave. That Dave. I know, even know him.
Absolutely. How's it going there, Michael? How are you feeling?
I don't know about tonight. I'm losing my mind tonight.
Ah, well, go now and avoid the rush, you know?
Hello, David.
Charles, good to hear your voice,
hey,
my friend. You're sounding awesome.
How you doing?
Real good. How about yourself?
Well, still free. Of COVID-19.
That's good. You're free?
In more ways than one.
That's excellent. Yeah, I'm
well,
glad.
Thanks for calling in, Dave. Someone beat you to the punch. Have to call in again.
Hey, Dave, we got to take another call.
All righty.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks,
let's
David.
Talk to Debbie from St. Pete.
Hi, Debbie.
Debbie from St. Pete.
Hi, Lynn Florida. And Michael and Charles.
Hey,
it's so
Debbie.
Good to hear your voice. Haven't heard you in a long time. I hear you got a
Debbie.
Winner. I did know the answer to the trivia, and I'm the Debbie who sent you the link for the about the talking washing machine, so I'm glad you got that. And I just want to let you know that tomorrow my husband Grant and I are going to vote, so we're taking care of that.
Oh, good. Yay. Yep. Vote.
Yes,
will you be
sir.
Standing online,
okay.
Or will you be dropping off your ballot?
Oh, no, we're gonna go and do it in person.
For the whole experience.
Oh, my God.
You're going to be standing in line in the sunshine and our rain?
You better take your lawn chairs.
Bring your chairs.
Hopefully it won't be too long. We've got some friends bringing us, so, you know, if have to, somebody can stay in line for us and sit in the car, or I don't know, but... we're going to try it. Someone told me they went on the first day, and it wasn't a long line at all. So
everybody thought it was busy, so they didn't go, I guess.
Right. So,
yeah.
But I'm glad you got the link. And I don't know. I haven't heard about that talking washing machine model in quite a while, or the module, I should say. So I don't know whatever really happened to it, but it was basically going to be installed in, like, schools for the blind and so forth. So, but it was $99. But you had to buy that specific washer to go with it. So,
only for GE washers and dryers.
Well, thank you, Debbie. We're going to go to the top of the hour.
Sure. Thank you so much. Y'all stay safe.
Thanks for calling in, Debbie.
Okay. Thank you, Michael.
Bye, Debbie.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, folks. We're going to go break. Going to the top of the hour. Looking forward to it.